Frequent contributor to Line on Agriculture, Senior VP of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company, Randy Dickoot, says farmland prices hit the highest point in several years. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. As commodity prices continued to rise entering 2021, farmland prices followed a similar path. Dickoot says that farmland prices are reaching levels we haven't seen in several years.
We flip the calendar into January and see these reports that net farm income were quite a bit better than one time thought in earlier in 2020. There was extra CFAP payment and grain prices continued to escalate and put more optimism in the farmers. It put them in a better financial situation with their balance sheet and cash flow, and that translated into some competitive bidding for farmland, and see some auction sales during the winter and early spring that definitely were bumping around those highs of that 2013, early 14.
The run-up in farmland prices is a little stronger than most industry experts predicted.
I think the buying interest that created the competitive bidding is maybe somewhat stronger than thought coming out of COVID. There's increased interest in owning land or real estate, and farmland's part of that. So not only farmers, but getting some new interest from individuals who never owned farmland, so they're in the market too.
Potential changes in tax policy may be creating some sales and buying interest as well. Produced by the Ag Information Network.